And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. I have a friend who is widowed. He keeps a neat and clean kitchen, picks up his dishes and papers so his house is orderly. He is equally fastidious about his daily shower and shaving. But he has one failing, his laundry. Oh, that isn't to say he doesn't do his laundry regularly. It's just the way he does it. First of all, growing up in the 1950s when being a housewife was the highest calling, I have standards. Not that we really wanted our highest attainment to be our sparkling toilets and shiny kitchen floors as advertised on TV. It's just that was before the women's movement and consciousness-raising groups and bra-burning, and we thought our value lay in those standards. A career was not in our actual consciousness. In fact, if we weren't married right after college, which is where we hope to pick the cream of the crop, we went into panic mode. But back to my male friend. You see, all that housewifely training included sorting the clothes by color and fabric and washing them separately accordingly. He, however, as I suspect all single males do, puts all the dirty clothes into the same washer and starts the machine. Following that, he stuffs the wet clothes into the dryer and turns it on, again neglecting to sort into proper color and fabric types. Now, here is the most important step. After the clothes are dry, he removes them from the dryer and stuffs them into a laundry basket. And that is where it ends. A proper housewife removes the clothes from the laundry basket, folds them, and places them neatly into the dresser, each containing its separate type of item, underpants, socks, etc. My friend, however, simply grabs the laundry basket, carries it into the bedroom, and each morning grabs an item out of it and puts it on. Wrinkles are irrelevant. So I have an idea for a new design for the laundry basket. Make them in the shape of a dresser drawer with a choice of wood styles, mahogany, birch, walnut, with either gold or silver drawer pulls. That way, at least it won't upset the lady friend who has the urge to fold and neatly place each in its proper place, because at least it has the appearance of how the world is supposed to be. P.S. This probably pertains to my grandchildren, too. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.